Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Hannah Thompson Weeman with us today as we talk about beef production and the environment in just a moment.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels that are designed for the cattle producer or the sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of those pins. Monster Fence continuous panels come in 20-foot, 4-rail graduated, and now in 24-foot, 5-rail panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a big increase in cost. If you want to build your pins once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence. Heavy duty, high quality continuous fence panels, now in 24 foot, by Gobob Pipe and Steel. And you can put them right where you need it. Gobob, online at GobobRadio.com. That's GobobRadio.com. GobobRadio.com.
We've been talking with Hannah Thompson Weeman about this National Animal Rights Conference held a few weeks ago in Alexandria, Virginia. One thing that was talked about at that conference as a tactic to scare consumers when it comes to eating beef is to say beef production is bad for the environment.
Beef activist groups know that just telling people go vegan is not going to be successful, that they need to find other avenues to attack the industry, and unfortunately they have. So they are attacking animal agriculture from a lot of different angles, and one of those that we've been seeing a lot of is the environmental angle. Of course, it's really a big conversation in the media today, in the public, is what is going on with the environment and climate change and how can we be sustainable. Sustainability is a big topic of conversation. So activist groups have really latched onto that and tried to emphasize or try to exaggerate the impact of animal agriculture on the environment. And we saw those claims again this year, talking about how animal agriculture is the leading cause of pollution on our planet, which just isn't true. You know, look at the EPA, look what they're saying about the different industry sectors and their emissions of greenhouse gases. Animal agriculture is, you know, within the agriculture sector, and the agriculture sector itself is less than 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. So this idea that animal agriculture is causing into all the environmental issues that we might have is just not true, but that's a tactic they're using because they know that people care about the environment and people want to make sure there's a world here for kids and grandkids. So they're trying to prey off of that fear and imply that animal agriculture is an issue, so people should stop eating meat. It's not a new tactic, but it's continuing to come up, and it was discussed again at this year's conference.
I guess in the news most recently, the charges by one group that Tyson was a major bad guy because, and as far as contributing to the Gulf dead zone because of their footprint in the Mississippi Basin.
Yes, and there was a great resource from our friends at the Meat Institute that went through and really examined the claims that they were making, and I think their takeaway was kind of the only way you can believe what that report says is if you ignore facts and simplify how crops are grown, how crops are used, and really don't look at the whole picture. So they really made the assumption in that report that corn and soybeans grown in the Midwest were only used for the meat industry, and that's just not true. A lot of corn is used for other things like ethanol. You know, obviously, it is used for animal food, but also things like sweeteners, cereals, foods for people. So yes, that report really tried to malign the meat industry, specifically Tyson, but they just didn't look at the whole picture. And obviously, there's an agenda there that they're trying to promote, which goes back into everything else, that these environmental groups, along with animal rights activist groups, they have an agenda, they have something they're trying to achieve, and they're willing to do a lot of things, even misrepresent facts, to advance that cause.
Hannah Thompson Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have 5 certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 0080-9140. That phone number for Joe Pieper, again, is 580-541-1949. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.